from the picture frame and the days got sold to the grid in the game. But I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road. We had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good. When I think about those summer nights, singing out the window on the back road, sweet child of mine, sipping on the
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The UAW now on strike against the big three automakers. Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Biden says he hopes both parties will resume talks as soon as possible.
To continue our active engagement, I'm dispatching two members of my team to Detroit, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and White House Senior Advisor Gene Sperling, both of whom have been involved up to now, to offer their full support for the parties in reaching a contract.
About 13,000 U.S. auto workers now on the picket lines. New England is about to face Hurricane Lee. Correspondent Donna Warder reports parts of New England already are waterlogged.
Flooding hit New England earlier this week, and Hurricane Lee threatens to exacerbate conditions. The region is getting ready for 20-foot waves offshore and wind gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, along with more rain.
Maine and coastal Nova Scotia and New Brunswick were set to see the brunt of the storm on Saturday. Also at townhall.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expected at the White House and on Capitol Hill next week as he visits the U.S. during the United Nations General Assembly.
Zelensky's trip comes as Congress is debating President Joe Biden's request to provide as much as $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive visit said Zelensky will meet with Biden at the White House next Thursday. The trip to the Capitol was confirmed by two congressional aides granted anonymity to discuss the plans. The visit was first reported, though, by Punch Bowl News. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down 185 points. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Scientists in Great Britain and Belgium think they've figured out how brain cells die in Alzheimer's disease.
A study published in the journal Science has connected the abnormal proteins that build up in the brain with necroptosis. It's a process also known as cellular suicide. Normally, it's a way for the body to purge unwanted cells, but is now being triggered during Alzheimer's disease. The team have identified a crucial molecule that's involved, and by blocking it in laboratory experiments, have been able to prevent brain cells dying.
BBC correspondent James Gallagher. Russia's central bank has raised its key lending rate by one percentage point to 13%. This comes a month after imposing an even larger hike. Concerns about inflation persist, and the ruble continues to struggle against the dollar. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The housing of migrants continues to be a problem for border states.
The sheriff of Arizona's easternmost border county is calling on state and federal officials for help with the sudden daily releases of more than 100 migrants seeking asylum in the U.S., including families with small children. Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County said Thursday the rural area doesn't have shelters or other infrastructure to attend to the needs of migrants. Many of them are from faraway countries in Western Africa and Southeast Asia. Daniels said Customs and Border Protection has been overwhelmed with arrivals. Keith Peters reporting.
In Bel Air, Michigan, a jury has acquitted three men in the last trial connected to a plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. William Null, twin brother Michael Null, and Eric Molitor found not guilty of providing support for a terrorist act and a weapon charge. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. State Assembly Republicans want to move forward with redistricting reform by handling control of drawing maps to a nonpartisan group. The Legislative Audit Bureau would be in charge of map drawing. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill doesn't change the process of final map approval.
If the legislature and the governor can't agree to a map, it goes to the court. So that's already part of the process. You don't have to say what's already obvious.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Voss and Republicans are trying to mask efforts to oust newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
No amount of hand-waving will make the public forget that the GOP is considering nullifying their votes and overriding the results of the last election.
Bill will now head to the state Senate. As expected, legal action quickly followed a vote on the status of Wisconsin's elections administrator.
The Wisconsin State Senate voted 22-11 along partisan lines Thursday to not accept the appointment of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, with Republicans effectively attempting to fire her from the position. Democrats argued the action was not properly before the chamber and that Wolf may remain in the post. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call agrees. He's already filed a lawsuit declaring Wolf is lawfully holding her position and the Senate has no power to reject her. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Waukesha alderman originally charged with child abuse reached a plea deal. Corey Payne was found guilty Thursday of battery and disorderly conduct charges. Criminal complaint says in February of this year, Payne got into an argument with his girlfriend and was asked to leave her home. The complaint says on the way out, Payne struck the leg of her girlfriend's 8-year-old daughter forcefully. Payne was sentenced to 1 year of probation.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture.
A threat to UW system funding over DEI.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday afternoon the UW system will never get another nickel out of the legislature unless it cuts diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. Voss responded in a statement to the Daily Cardinal after the paper reported that UW-Madison Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Lori Reeser confirmed DEI positions would not be cut during a Wednesday meeting with student government. Republicans on the legislature's budget committee cut $32 million from the UW's budget and tied that to the elimination of 188 DEI positions. Democratic Governor Tony Evers used a partial veto to let UW officials absorb the cut as they see fit. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the Powerball jackpot is climbing again. Saturday night's jackpot will be an estimated $596 million, with a lump sum payout of just over $288 million before taxes. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th at 2 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in to new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology Forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High of 64, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 63. 67 Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 47 tonight. We should top out at 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
With the fall colors just around the corner, now is the perfect time to plant your trees and shrubs. Available at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Build your own fall patio planter on site with fall mums, zinnias, marigolds, and ornamental peppers. Watch for pumpkins and gourds coming soon. And buy one, get one, and offer annuals, succulents while they last. Sit on the beautiful Tangled Butterfly Terrace and enjoy some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream with the fall flavors like frozen tundra, pumpkin pie, and deep dish apple pie. Try them all! And don't forget about free fertilizer Fridays. Just bring your own container. At Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, located on Highway 8 East, off the Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open 8:30 to 6 every day except Wednesday. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream? Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer batter parmesan, crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
With
SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Texas Rangers completed a lopsided sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Corey Seager carried the Rangers' offense in a 9-2 rout that completed a four-game sweep of the Blue Jays. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy.
It's good to, you know, come in here and get four games. We've been on the other end, so it's good to come in here and play really good, crisp baseball.
Seager homered and had three RBIs as Texas pulled within a half game of the AL West-leading Astros. Seager had three hits, and Jonah Heim hit a solo shot in the Rangers' sixth consecutive win. Robbie Grossman reached base four times with two hits and two walks. Toronto didn't score after Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s two-run homer in the first inning. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League winners included Boston, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, and the New York Yankees. One interleague game saw Detroit top Cincinnati 8-2. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, in the National League yesterday, winners were Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and the New York Mets. San Francisco at Colorado was postponed. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles win their home opener.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts ran for two touchdowns, passed for another to lead Philadelphia to a 34-28 win over the Vikings. Hurts had a one-yard touchdown run late in the second quarter. His second came early in the third. Later, he had Devontae Smith with a 63-yard touchdown pass. Hurts passed for 193 yards.
That was correspondent Michael Luongo reporting. In golf, Justin Thomas scuffled through an uneven afternoon with a 3-under 69 in his return to the PGA Tour following a lengthy layoff, leaving him six shots off the lead Thursday in the first round of the Fortinet Championship in Napa, California. Thomas has been picked for the Ryder Cup. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers lead the National League Central, grows to 4.5 over the idle Cubs, and their magic number to clinch a playoff spot is down to 10 following Thursday's 4-2 win over the Miami Marlins at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Adrian Houser tossing five innings of two-run ball. Devin Williams notched his 34th save. Tyrone Taylor led the offensive charge with a pair of run-scoring doubles.
On any given day, you don't know who it's going to be to clutch up for us, and we have such a good pitching staff that whenever we score just a couple runs, we have a good chance of going out there, so we're just trying to get it done any way we can, and we do a good job of it.
Brewers host Washington tonight. Quay Walker returning to practice for the Packers yesterday could be cleared from the concussion protocol in time for Sunday's game at Atlanta. Christian Watson and Aaron Jones both held out of practice as they continue to deal with hamstring issues. The Packers defense got off to a good start statistically last week, but defensive back Rasul Douglas says they need to be better.
I don't think anybody was excited. I know having we win because they was talking all that trash, but we weren't excited with the stuff we put out, and we definitely want to get better and prove we're a better defense than we were last week.
Week two of the NFL season kicked off last night with the Eagles knocking off Minnesota 34-28. Kirk Cousins passing for 364 yards and four touchdowns, but the Vikings lost four fumbles and fall to 0-2. DeAndre Swift rushed for 175 yards and a score for the Eagles. They're off to a 2-0 start. Badgers back at it tomorrow, playing host to Georgia Southern, 11 a.m. kick at Camp Randall. We'll see how Luke Fickell's team bounces back from their loss at Washington State last week.
You know, when you get punched in the gut, what's difficult about actually losing is, can you be as constructive on yourself because you have some of those feelings of not obviously coming out on top and having a victory. So that's a challenge to us that we're hopefully going to embrace.
NASCAR Cup Series playoff field will be trimmed following Saturday night's Bass Pro Shops race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Four drivers will be eliminated after Saturday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
And she asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville. Hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't care, boys, drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said,
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind, I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block.
I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. And let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine.
McGraw, standing room only. So here's the big thing in Halloween this year, according to Pinterest and Klarna. I'm not familiar with that, but here's the big thing that's selling. Witch core, whatever that is. 12-foot tall lawn decor in the form of witches, and then luxury pumpkins. So it's that blow-up kind of witch in your front yard. I told my wife we were going to get some blow-up Halloween decorations. She said, no. No, we're not going to do that. So I guess it's no. Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, Kane Brown, Dan and Shay, they're all on the way right here.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High of 64, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday with daytime highs approaching 63. 67 Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 47 tonight. We should top out at 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd give. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Thank you.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
You and I had this off and on so long. You've been here, then you've been gone so many times. And every night, yeah, I'm always bumping into you. We do the same things we used to. It's your place or it's mine. So
online at 98qcountry.com.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie of all.
You save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to
Dan and Shay saved me the trouble. So today is a big day on the calendar, 15th of September. It's Friday. It's Google Day. All right, google.com. It's Felt Hat Day. Getting ready for the colder temperatures, right? I've got one felt hat. International Day of Listening. Thank you for listening. National 8-Track Tape Day. Did you ever have one? I never did. I transformed my radio into a cassette player back in the day. National Cheese Toast Day. I don't think I've ever had cheese toast. Is that one of your favorites? It's Rosh Hashanah today, and it's National Cowgirl Day. So our cowboy hats off to cowgirls all across the country.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute, because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Cause we're still kids, cause we love doing things, cause our daddies did,
make you pretty. There's more to life than being skinny. When you feel fat, it's mostly in your mind.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand of beer. The other got the windows down and my fingers crossed.